Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. We are kicking off the Thursday night edition of the show here 6 nights a week, 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So join us for every single moment. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archives, Manwich. How many days' worth of archives are there?
6 whole days. And they're all cut into one-hour, easy-to-download individual capsules.
Yeah, and it's free.
And labeled.
And you don't have to log in, and there's no registration or anything like that. It's simple. You just go to freetalklive.com. In fact, if you want to go back even farther than 6 days, you just scroll down past day 6. You'll find a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they'll provide you with months' worth of the show for free. Freetalklive.com. So check that out.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's toll-free, 888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
So we're doing the show from, by the way, again, you can call about anything, Free Talk Live, take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. I got some emails that I want to get to tonight, but what's on everybody's minds, at least where we're doing the show from, is we're doing it from Tampa Bay, of course. So it's the hurricane, Hurricane Wilma, as they're calling it. And right now it's down by the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico. And we were looking at the tracking, the prediction, I guess, as to where it's going to go. And it's just amazing how they can say that it's going to take such a wide turn and come this direction. And I guess it has something to do with the low-pressure fronts and other factors that us laymen aren't really aware of.
No. I mean, by the looks of it, it's just supposed to go up and turn 90 degrees.
Yeah. Well, people...
Certainly storms do that.
People are freaking out about it, and it's interesting because... And not that I want to get into hurricane-y stuff, but what I wanted to lead this into is a discussion about FEMA. But more specifically, a discussion of what I am calling the FEMA surfs. Manwich, did you want to pull up that article?
Yeah.
Did you have it? Because it's something that we found here in a local newspaper, and it's just so interesting because last year
I saw it on the news today too, and I was just flabbergasted.
Oh, really?
at watching it. Yeah, you know, the local news, of course, is sending reporters down to the FEMA park, one county below us.
Well, let's explain how this park was created.
Yes.
Last year there was a hurricane at about this time, and it cut a swath through the Port Charlotte area of the state, which is really not that far south from here. And just destroyed people's homes. It made people homeless. It was a terrible, terrible, destructive event. So what ended up happening was FEMA came down there, and, of course, they got in the way, just like they did in New Orleans. They prevented one of the grocery store chains from sending down trucks full of ice and water, just like they prevented the Walmart trucks in New Orleans. I mean, they prevented people from helping other people.
Right.
And then what they ended up doing eventually was setting up a camp. A FEMA camp, basically, or a, what do they call it?
It's a
town, FEMA town or whatever?
It's a giant trailer park. I don't know what they're...
They brought in a bunch of white trailers, and they put them all in a big lot, and then they allowed these people who were displaced, allegedly, from their homes to take up residence in these trailers. Which, you know, that sounds nice. I mean, giving these people somewhere to get a foothold and get their lives back on track and get back out into the working world. I mean, it sounds nice on its face, but what's ended up happening as a result of this?
Voices rose with frustration and fright and anger Wednesday as makeshift neighborhoods worried about what they'll do if Wilma hits the FEMA trailer park they call home.
Stop right there. It's been a year since the hurricane displaced these people.
Mm-hmm.
That's not enough time. That's not enough time for you to get your S together, get yourself another job, or save up some money so you can move somewhere else.
Yeah, well, you know, I was listening to the news report today, and one of the ladies like, I don't have a car. I can't get out of here. I can't go anywhere. The reason she doesn't have a car isn't the hurricane.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, this is just, it just turns into another welfare program.
That's all it is. It's a bunch of
people just get hooked, just like they do with any other welfare program.
Right.
They get reliant on the little trickle of money that the government will give them, that they take from us forcibly, and then they can't get out of the mess because, you know, the little bit of money just, they don't have any motivation to go get their own money.
It's really pathetic. This article, this news story is really pathetic because what you have is probably hundreds of people. I don't even know how many people are in this this little FEMA city that they've set up. I would guess it's a few hundred of them. Hundreds of people who have been there for an entire year's time. just living off of the taxpayers, living off of the fact that they're getting this trailer to live in for free. They no longer have to pay rent in a trailer park. They're getting it totally for free. So that means every single dollar they get it for their paychecks, if they're working at all,
goes to liquor and cigarettes.
Yeah, it's going to beer and alcohol and cigarettes and who knows what else. And now, a year later, after they've had all this time to get it together and get their lives on track, here they go. What did you expect would happen, you idiots? This is Florida. Did you think we wouldn't be threatened again by another hurricane? Did you think? I don't think they even thought about it. They just thought, gosh, look, here's some free housing. We'll just go ahead and move in here.
You know,
they didn't consider the fact that they might get run through by another hurricane.
Well, people are going to do that. If you give them free crap, they are going to take it. If you go on the news and say, free turkeys at the local grocery store, everybody's going to run down and get the free turkey. So this is no different than that. I don't blame these people that much. I do say that they need to be held responsible for their own actions.
Sure.
Personal responsibility is the way to have power in your life. But the fact is, here's the mentality that they have is, what is FEMA gonna do?
Yeah, get into some of the details here. It is just shocking. These
fear
idiots.
Fed on fear. This is sad, said resident Carolyn Moore. You can't just leave humans handicapped here with no place to go.
You've handicapped yourself.
They've got cars all over the place. I saw the news. It's right. Like they just don't even know they can leave. It's amazing. These people, they're handicapped, but it's mentally.
Right.
They're shackled in their own minds.
And they did it to themselves. Yes, I know the government's tempting by offering the freebies, but they made the choice to take them. Because they could have very easily, after this last hurricane, had taken their cars and moved to some other state.
Now,
they didn't have to stay here.
The 25 individuals outside trailer number 521 at the FEMA camp said the Federal Emergency Management Agency hasn't developed an evacuation plan for them. Yes, they did. It's called the interstate.
Yeah.
You drive out of the city, out of the fake little tent camp there that you're living in, and leave. If you can't, then talk to one of your friends who does have a car.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a friend that has a car, what kind of person are you?
Yeah, you must be a real loser. Real jerk.
You know, I mean, I understand that there's some shut-ins out there, but
people are being taken care of by churches and stuff.
The fact is, people really will come and get them if, the times mandate it. But they're just, we can't do anything without FEMA.
Literally, I envision these, I saw the picture, and I know you saw video footage. It looks like a bunch of white trash. It looks like a bunch of white trash. I just kind of picture these white trash people just running around the trailer park. They don't know what to do. Oh, save us. Save us, mommy government. What do we do? They're totally clueless.
But they do realize that if they get on television cameras and scream loud enough, people are going to say, yeah, the government should do something for those poor, incompetent,
helpless people.
It's so sad. It's baffling to me. Baffling. Now, I understand everybody doesn't have three cars like I do. I get that.
Right.
They're probably better off because, you know, the Cadillac gets 6 miles per gallon and you don't want it.
You ain't driving that out of the state.
No. Not driving it very far at all.
Right.
It's got a huge tank, though. I can go 300 miles. It just cost me $100 to fill it.
I understand.
But, you know, I understand they don't have three cars. But the Greyhound bus station works. There's a bus stop right outside.
$70.
There's a bus stop right outside the FEMA camp. They can take the city bus to the Greyhound bus in Port Charlotte and take the Greyhound bus wherever it's going.
Hell, they've had a year. They could have walked to the Greyhound bus.
You're telling me these people don't have $140? Well, that's because they don't have jobs.
That's because if they do have jobs, it's because they're spending it all on crack or something like that. And I'm supposed to feel sorry for them? Look, I don't mind helping out people in need, but these people are users. They're addicts to welfare. We want to hear what you think. 800-259-5791. How long should these people be put up in this trailer park? How many years should they live off the taxpayer dole?
I got a splinter in my toe when I was 4. You got to support me the rest of my life.
800-259-5791. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
With the rising gasoline prices, war, and inflation on the horizon, you should be concerned about the purchasing power of your money. Since 1960, the U.S. dollar's lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do to protect your hard-earned money? Genesis Radio is proud to bring you the solution, the Silver Liberty Dollar. It's different from the U.S. dollar. It's 100% inflation-proof because it's 100% backed by real silver. It's already the second most popular currency in the U.S., with 100,000 people using it to protect their purchasing power. G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, endorses and urges all Americans to get silver Liberty dollars and beat inflation today. Don't stand by and watch your hard-earned money lose value. Retain the purchasing power of your money by putting it into the moral, legal, and constitutional currency, the silver Liberty dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org. That's www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-639-3655.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show, bring up anything, whether it be political or personal, whatever's on your mind goes. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The updates section of the site will allow you to keep up to date with what's going on with the show. You'll be the first to know. You'll get an email from us whenever there's something to announce. In fact, we just sent one out right before the show. Updates.freetalklive.com is how you sign up. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Of course, it is totally free. We're talking about what I have dubbed the FEMA serfs. They're people who allegedly were separated from their homes in the hurricane that we had a year ago here in Florida. And now that there's another hurricane coming this way, by the way, they were separated from their homes, and then FEMA created this little trailer park that they could go live in for free. It's been over a year, it's been about a year now since they first moved into these trailers, and they're still there.
Hanging out.
Did they think that there wasn't ever going to be another hurricane that came through Florida and they could just stay in this trailer park for the rest of their lives? How long was FEMA planning on giving them this these trailers for anyway?
You know, many people have used the trailer park and moved on. But
good.
Good, yes. But these folks, not so much. No.
These folks are literally just kind of running around like they just had their heads cut off. And they're screaming, what do we do now? Let's continue with the story here, man, which because they're begging to FEMA saying, why aren't you taking care of us? You don't have a plan for us. We're going to get run over by another hurricane.
Yeah, but they're livid that the FEMA doesn't have a plan for them. Well, you make your own plan. Like, you know, get on the interstate and drive away.
Right.
A FEMA official told residents, call the city or the county. The local governments turned around and said FEMA's in charge because the agency owns the property.
So the governments are passing the buck
Here's what it is these people want a chartered party bus from the FEMA city down to, Miami, that they can, and then they want to be put on a cruise ship for a week.
Right.
And then they're brought back by the chartered party bus.
Right, because they're humans and they should be treated like royalty.
Actually carried in rickshaws from the party bus back to their FEMA lodgings.
And it should all be for free.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
You know, God knows they shouldn't spend, the gas prices are high. We shouldn't have to get in our own cars and drive away.
These people must not realize that, they're being paid
apparently
for.
They can't be very nice to their neighbors who have the same problem that they do and are leaving and going elsewhere. Right. They haven't been nice enough to them that they would, take them with them and be nice to them.
They don't look like very nice people. There's a picture here in this article. And by the way, we post our articles that we use on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. So if you want to take a look at this for yourself, it just looks like a bunch of angry white trash. They're yelling at each other.
You know, and I don't understand, Ian, if I was in trouble and my car was broken down and I needed a ride out of the city because there was a big hurricane coming and you were going, would you take me with you?
Of course.
I don't understand. I must have 50 people I could say that to.
Yeah.
Why don't they?
That's a great question. Let's go to Pete in Missouri. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Good to be on again.
Good to be here.
What you're talking about reminds me, it's an old story, the wild pigs of the Okefenokee Swamp.
Okay.
Are you familiar with it?
No, tell it to me.
All right, well, you know, if you want to bring up the whole thing, just do a search on wild pigs and Okefenokee Swamp.
I'm not sure I can spell Okefenokee.
Give us the summary, Pete.
Okay, it starts out, there's an old trapper who comes down and is asking questions outside the Okefenokee Swamp. He says, I hear there's some wild pigs, and the town folks say, you can't go in that swamp. Those wild pigs will just eat you alive. And he buys a bunch of sacks of corn, and he keeps coming back out of the swamp every couple of weeks, buying more corn. A few months later, he comes out, and he says he needs all these fellows to come in there with him to help him take 6,000 pigs to market.
Uh-huh.
And they said, well, how'd you do it? Well, it turns out that he got them gradually used to free corn. At first, they wouldn't trust him, but then he kept throwing out more and more, and he had them trained, and he built a pen, and he started building the pen up more and more. And finally, when they all got fat and lazy and stupid and didn't want to root for their own food anymore, then he locked them all in and went out to get some townspeople to take those pigs to market. It's definitely worth the read, but it's, you know, it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, in a way, you have to cut these people a little bit of slack, because some of these people, if not a lot of them, were born into that where they were already getting the free government corn, so to speak. See? So
I don't know. Maybe some of them were, but I can't imagine all of them have been.
It's been going on again, every time I call in, I keep coming back to it. Social Security, as in the socialist slave state. All right,
absolutely.
It's been going on since then, and if you look prior to that time, we were pretty much a free and independent people, and since that time, we've been increasingly dependent.
Right, we've become serfs to the government, basically.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's really pathetic, and it is just amazing listening to this. I don't even know where to go.
You know,
with this
here's the thing. I do sort of get the story, and certainly the pigs got used to the corn and everything. But how is the government going to lead the people to slaughter? I mean, that's not really what I get. I
don't Revelation think... chapter 13, verses 16 and 17, for he causes everybody to take a mark in their right hand and forehead, and it's coming, okay? You won't be able to buy or sell without the mark. Make no mistake.
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know if the mark is going to be there, but I think that we're going to have a national ID, and I certain stand firmly against it.
You have to draw the line on that. You have to draw the line on that, or they're going to stick a chip in your hand, and you'll take it. Because
that's not going to happen to me, because I'll be refusing that. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be refusing that. And if we can make it happen, I think the entire state of New Hampshire is going to be refusing the national ID card. Pete, great call. Thanks, man.
Okay.
Thanks for making it. 800-259-5791. It's just so pathetic. These poor, pathetic people. And I don't think most of these people were welfare recipients beforehand. I think you probably have a variety of people. I'm sure some of them were welfare recipients. Some of them were probably legitimately displaced people who just got hooked on this particular form of welfare. And now here they are, all helpless and freaked out about the coming hurricane. I guess that's about it for this sandwich, because there's not much else to say. It's just a pathetic, sad story. If you got thoughts, 800-259-5791. Otherwise, I want to get to a couple of emails here, sandwich.
Oh, good.
We had one of them come in here on video game violence from Sherlock, because we were talking about this guy, Jack Thompson, who is a Miami attorney, and he's kind of like leading the crusade against video game violence. He'd like to outlaw it if he could. He doesn't think he's going to get that to happen anytime soon, but
good.
That's what he's going for. Anyway, Sherlock says, violent video games do not make violent people. Violent people might be attracted to violent video games. If I chop a tree down with an axe, which I have done, I won't start going Paul Bunyan on people because of my foresting practices at home. You could put a face, arms, legs, and a voice box on the tree to simulate a person, and it's just not going to give me those homicidal tendencies that those real sickos get. The truth is, the need to regulate the video game industry is an idea from old farts of another generation that are blown away with the graphic capabilities of these video games, and it's as real to them as looking out the window. So they're appalled, and if they're appalled, then they have an emotional reaction. And if they have an emotional reaction, then they start restricting rights. Video game violence does not desensitize people to violence. Video game violence desensitizes people to video game violence. So the old farts that see it don't realize that it's harmless, and so they feel a need to take action. We'll continue with the email from Sherlock and your calls as well. 1-800-259-5791. Video game violence on the way, plus the fair tax. People had something to say about that. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Cars can be as mystifying as the Dead Sea Scrolls, but a little ingenuity can decode the hieroglyphics. When I come back, we'll walk like an Egyptian and talk about torque.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Ancient Egyptians used slaves to build pyramids, but we'll use them to illustrate torque, the force that pushes your car. When a driver presses the gas pedal, the engine propels the car a certain distance per engine revolution. That's torque. It's measured in feet per pound. And just like slaves muscling stones, the more torque pushing a car, the farther and easier it moves. For that intense seat-of-the-pants sensation, check out the torque-to-vehicle-weight ratio before buying your next chariot. Car. And tune in tomorrow for a trip to Bonnie, Scotland, where we'll pony up the definition of horsepower. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. Bring up whatever you want to. It's Ian here with you.
Did you forget? I'm Manwich.
No, I didn't forget.
No, it just sounded like you're stumbling.
You can join us online. It's a dramatic pause, Manwich. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there for you, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them totally free, freetalklive.com, so take advantage of that. We're kind of burning through a few emails here, this one from Sherlock. He's talking about video game violence, and he suggests that video game violence doesn't actually desensitize people to violence, it just desensitizes them to video game violence, which is all simulated. It's nothing like real life.
I love his analogy of the chopping down the tree. Just because he takes out an axe and he chops down a tree doesn't mean that he's going to be homicidal with an axe.
An axe murderer.
When he gets back home. Oh, and if you put arms and legs and a voice box on the tree, it still doesn't matter.
He goes on to say, serial killers are usually the product of a poor home, and a poor home is usually created by some sort of government intervention in raising kids, like welfare programs or high taxes to keep families poor. So in actuality, it's the government that makes violent people.
I think when he says poor home, he means like a bad home.
Yeah, probably. Let's put an AO rating on the government and shelve it. I agree with that, Sherlock. Thank you for the email. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. And then a couple days ago, we talked about the so-called fair tax, man, which... And you and I agree that it's a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm considered to be dangerous.
It sounds good on its face.
Yeah.
The whole idea of let's get rid of the IRS and replace it with a simple, one-size-fits-all tax.
The thing is it's just an idea that people have, and if you think the IRS is going anywhere, you're sorely mistaken.
Well, here's
they're not going to fire all those government bureaucrats.
Right. As far as a concept goes, it would be better than the IRS. But right now, it's just a concept. It has not become a political reality. And it's the process that from a concept to a law that is going to totally destroy the concept that you have. And here's what John had to say about it. He said, I listened to your fair tax talk. The fair tax doesn't have exemptions on anything. Tell the truth. Well, that's what they're saying to get you to buy into it. It's when it goes to Congress for them to actually write up the bill that they're going to change it. And then they're going to add the exemptions. Or maybe they will magically pass it with no exemptions.
And
it won't take them long.
I'm sure you're an upstanding guy, John. But those people in Washington have been corrupted by power. I'm sorry, but the lobbyists are going to have power in the creation of this. There's just no way it's going to go through uncorrupted.
He says, I can't believe I'm listening to you bitch and moan about the intrusions on our freedoms that must come from a national retail sales tax. Have you not noticed that you are required to fill out forms every year declaring your income and encouraged strongly to detail your lifestyle for certain perks? On top of the state sales taxes, how much worse can it get than it already is? Well, it could certainly get worse. Certain countries have 70% income tax.
If you want to know how much worse it can get, you can go to Sweden and find out.
Or Norway or something like that.
And where they give you speeding tickets based on how much money you make.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that I like the IRS. Not at all. And by the way, I don't think that you're required to fill out those forms. I think it's totally voluntary. It's just that people do it because they're afraid the government's going to come after them if they don't. If all of a sudden 10%,
the evidence is there, the government's going to come after you.
The government has come after people, but you would agree, man, which is that if 10% of taxpayers who are currently paying taxes decided to send the IRS letter saying, F you! I don't want to pay my taxes anymore. Thanks for your service. Don't want your services anymore. Do you think they'd go after all 10% of them?
Mm-mm.
Impossible! They don't have the infrastructure. They couldn't possibly go after... They couldn't hire enough enforcers and employees to go after those 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing it voluntarily because everybody else is doing it voluntarily. That's the problem. That's why most people won't stop, is because it's just going to be them that stops. And then it's more likely, if it's just one person that stops, it's more likely that the IRS is going to go after that one person.
So, I would like to say that I would love to see the fair tax go through the way that and be implemented and stay the way that Neil Bortz has talked about it. I think that it's a good idea in that. But I just think
unfortunately,
that
that's fantasy land.
Right. I really do believe it's fantasy land. If you don't rescind the 17th Amendment or whatever it is that 16th that allows the IRS to come into being, well, then it's going to continue to stay in being. It may not be as big. They might fire some of the bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm.
But I really, really, really believe that they'll either continue to collect taxes immediately for people who make over a certain amount of money.
Right. Only for the richest 1 or 2%.
You know, we're going to be
how they sell it.
Run off to a war somewhere. This is how they passed off the first income tax. Oh, we need money for this particular war to save whatever. And let's remember that everybody's against the Iraq war now.
Mm-hmm.
But remember what you were thinking about the Iraq war 3 years ago, before we went in. They lie.
Right.
Lie. I believe George Bush really believed that there were weapons of mass destruction there.
But well, that's your belief.
They don't tell the truth all the time.
No, certainly not. He says, Harry Brown's paranoid fantasies aside, who cares? No one listens to you idiots anyway, except me.
He's probably right.
No, he's wrong. We, you know, we have thousands of people listening to this show. He says, and you have so far failed entirely to persuade me off of the fair tax because you sound like people who are A, unaware of the current situation, and B, totally ignorant of human nature. And he suggests that people tend not to participate in black markets if the goods they want are available in the standard market, regardless of the price. He says, look it up. And C, utterly paranoid. In regards to that black market comment...
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, first off, we had a guy from Argentina instant message the show saying that there's a general sales tax there of 21%. And he says everybody dodges it as often as they possibly can.
And let's not forget New York City, where they cigarettes are about $7 or $8 a pack.
Yes.
And they're going.
The mafia's
going,
bringing them in.
Yeah, mafia's bringing. That's silly. I mean, it's happening, but it's sort of silly. They're selling, some people cigarettes one at a time and all that stuff. But more realistically, there's 17 million people that live and work in New York City. All those people are buying their cigarettes there? No, most of them are going on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having their cigarettes sent to them.
Right. See, here's what happens. We also had another email. I'm not going to read it, but we had another email that suggested that, well, I live in New Zealand, and there's a 10% general sales tax or a 12.5% general sales tax. And he suggested that hasn't created a black market. Well, as the taxes increase, what happens is the market does everything it can to work around the regulation.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen this in several different industries. You can look at the illegal drugs business. You can look at just regulations and things like that that are imposed on various businesses. The businesses do everything they can. The market does everything it can to weave through the different hoops that the government sets up.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, it will try to avoid them entirely, if possible. So as the taxes increase, and you can look at cigarettes as a perfect example, at $3 a pack, nobody's going to go to the black market to buy their cigarettes.
Sure. There's plenty. Half of that's taxes.
Right. At $5 a pack, you're probably still going to sell them. I mean, it's probably not going to be a problem.
There'll be a few frugal people that'll go on the internet and say,
right,
I'll get all my tobacco off the internet.
As the prices go up, more and more people will start looking into other options.
Mm-hmm.
They'll start considering, well, let's see, how many other ways can I get my pack of cigarettes? Internet? Going to a different state and purchasing in bulk and just bringing them back and stocking up.
Sure.
Or going to a different state, purchasing in bulk, bringing them back and selling them to my friends who don't have the time to go to the other state, who would really appreciate being able to buy their cigarettes at half of the rate that they can go buy them from at the 7-Eleven, for instance. So as the taxes increase, more and more people start going away from the traditional channels of purchasing products. If you get a 21%, 23%, 30% tax on items, you can guarantee the black market will spring up, and people will start dealing products under the table. We'll come back with more. 800-259-5791. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new in only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change. So quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the voting thing going on. It's an all-month-long kind of thing. Once a month is all we need you to do is go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you've already done it so far in the month of October, then we definitely appreciate it. If you've yet to do it, we could definitely use your help at vote.freetalklive.com. Your votes help keep us at the top of the podcast charts at podcastalley.com. And being at the top means we get more listeners. It means we get free press attention, all because you've taken just a moment out of your day to go to vote.freetalklive.com. And what's additionally, you can pass it on to your friends, and they could help us out as well. Vote.freetalklive.com. So, talking about the so-called fair tax, John has emailed us, and he thinks that we're all wrong. He thinks we got it wrong, man, which that we've just been brainwashed about this whole IRS thing, that we must love the IRS and we just want to keep the IRS around because we just don't get the fair tax. Look, I don't want the IRS. I want nothing to do with the IRS, but I also don't want to have to pay 30% or 21% or whatever it's going to end up being on the items that I purchase at the store. And John suggests, he actually wrote two emails, so I'm kind of melding them together here. He says, in regards to the black market, he says, you have no evidence for this at all. In general, do people avoid the sales tax? No. In general, do watermelon sellers get harassed for not paying the sales tax? Because there's, you know, like the people that sell watermelons and fruits on the side of the road, do they have to pay the sales tax?
Generally, no.
Generally, no. But if a revenue agent spots them, I can guarantee you they're going to have a bit of harassment going on there. Anyway, no, he says, most people will just pay the tax, dudes, and you have no evidence that they won't. Well, I'll give you evidence. I won't do it if I can avoid it. If somebody has the opportunity, if I have the opportunity, and there's a 30% sales tax, if somebody says, hey, Ian, I can get you a brand new TV for regular price, I mean, you won't have to pay sales tax on this. I say, well, how are you going to do that? Well, don't you worry about how I'll do it. I'll get it for you. I'll go and buy through that person. And then I'm sure if I'll do it, there's plenty of other people that'll do it as well, because there's profit to be made. Because if you can undercut the sales tax, if the sales tax is 30% on a $1,000 item, that's $300 extra that you get to pay.
Yeah.
So if I can sell you that $1,000 item for $1,100, you've just been saved $200 by going to the black market. Why wouldn't people do that?
I don't think that it'll be 30%. I don't think that it's going to be that high.
Well, the only reason it wouldn't be that high is if they kept the income tax around, which they're probably going to do. Because here's what I predict, Manwich. If they are actually going to do this, and there's no indication that they're going to, if they're going to do this while they're debating how they're going to exactly write this law, they'll say, well, we could make it 30% on everything and completely get rid of the IRS. Or we could keep the IRS around.
And all that valuable infrastructure that we've spent years building.
Right, we can't just put these guys out of work. I mean, that'd be terrible for us to do. So we could keep the IRS around and only tax the richest 2%. Because if you tax the richest 2%, there's no way they can vote you out of office. Because all the poor people will say, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah,
tax them.
Tax their rich butts.
Right, so that way they can say, look, we'll only make the sales tax 20%. Instead of 30% if we keep the income tax around. And that is how they'll both be implemented.
Well, you know, one of the statements about the fair tax is that about half of the people currently don't pay taxes at all right now.
Income taxes.
Income taxes.
Okay.
At all. Meaning that drug dealers don't.
Right.
Illegal aliens, and there's a whole bunch of them. They may pay into Social Security and that kind of thing, but they don't pay income tax.
Sure. And there's plenty of just people that work under the table.
Yep, people that work under the table, people that
make less than
$14,000 a year,
right.
Don't pay any income tax. This basically, that will allow the percentage to be lower because it'll double the tax base.
What percentage? I missed that. Oh, the percentage for the sales tax.
Yeah.
That's
the idea there.
Right, and of course it's going to hurt the poor because if they're not paying the income tax right now, they will be paying the sales tax. There's not going to be an exemption for them.
That's true. And, you know, I do believe that there's going to be quite a few people dodging as best they can. I mean,
you better believe it.
Local business people are
going to... They dodge it now. They're going to dodge the sales tax.
Local business people are going to say things like, hey, you know, I can sell this to you. They're going to negotiate the sales tax off of things.
Sure.
In the store. And because they're local businesses, they have ways of fudging their records so they can get away with it.
Right. If you're a good client...
Home Depot can't do it.
That's right. If you're a good customer and you know the owner of the business, it'll be likely that you'll start being offered the special deals, the good, loyal customer discount deals, the under-the-table stuff. And if you don't think that's going to go on, John, you live in a fantasy world. You don't understand the black market. You don't understand the power of the marketplace. And the marketplace wants to bring people products at the lowest possible prices. And taxes just get in the way of all that. So why don't you just advocate abolishing taxes, period, instead of just advocating switching one tax for another? Because as Harry Brown pointed out, if you're not actually reducing the amount that the federal government is spending, this is doing no good at all. It's just going to replace the other tax. Big whoop. Why are you even wasting your time on it? Oh, here's the answer. He works on Peachtree Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia.
Meaning
he listens to Neil Bortz, so he's been brainwashed on.
Well, I think I'm for the tax in its in the way Neil Bortz talks about it. I would love to see our current system, you know, replaced. You know, the government getting the same amount of money. I'm fine with all those things, just to make it easier for me, so I don't have to fill out those long tax forms and have that terrible feeling for the first 4 months of the year, waiting to, you know, dreading filling out my taxes and all that other stuff. I would like just that, but I know that it's not so simple.
It's never like that. And with any government program, it doesn't matter if it's taxes or some new program that they're going to implement, it never works out the way the person who dreamed up the program intended, because it gets changed and modified. And then it's administered by bureaucrats that you don't know, and they don't care about you. And over time, it grows beyond something, beyond your wildest dreams. It grows to be huge and obtrusive and intrusive and terrible. It's guaranteed to happen because it's the government.
I'll tell you what, Neil Bortz is going to make a lot more money off of this fare tax than everybody else, because he wrote the book.
From selling the book. More coming back, 800-259-5791. Take control of the show.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have our listener map. It's the neatest little feature. It's brand new, and you can go to map.freetalklive.com. I think we've got about 250 people on the map now. Then what you do is you go to map.freetalklive.com, you punch in your name, you punch in your, you can put in a picture of yourself. You can also add a little quote if you want to, and you put in your zip code or postal code, and it'll put you up on the map. It's a worldwide map that literally shows you where our listeners are, those who have put themselves on it, of course. So check it out. It's really cool. We like it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, map.freetalklive.com. So some news here, man. What's some quick news from the RSF, which stands for the Reporters Sans Frontiers, Reporters Without Borders. They have created a little ranking of all of the countries in the world in regards to how free the press is in those countries. So we've had some rankings that we've talked about on the show before. There's the Free the World Index. There's the Heritage Foundation Index of Economic Freedom, where they rank countries based on just their total economic freedom. And the United States has recently dropped, I think it's on the Heritage list, we've dropped from like 8th place to 12th place.
Mm-hmm.
So we've dropped on that list.
And that's financial freedom. The financial
economic freedom.
Economically freest places in the world.
Exactly. And according to this particular list, Iraq, for instance, is 157th. It's the 157th most free country for the press. North Korea is the 167th most free country, which is the last one on the list. It is the most repressed country. And they say that in these countries where the press is repressed, they say that privately owned media is not even allowed and freedom of expression doesn't even exist. Journalists in these countries simply relay government propaganda, which we see that happening in this country, by the way. Anyone out of step is harshly dealt with. A word too many, a commentary that deviates from the official line, or a wrongly spelled name, and the author may be thrown in prison. Jeez. Or draw the wrath of those in power. Harassment, psychological pressure, intimidation, and round-the-clock surveillance are routine in these countries. And they go through the list of them. And then we get to America. Some Western democracies slipped down the index. The United States, now in 44th place, has fallen more than 20 places in the last year.
Wow.
Mainly because of the imprisonment of New York Times reporter Judith Miller.
Yeah.
As you recall, she was the woman who refused to reveal one of her sources.
It's such a crazy story.
Yeah. Really sick. Because this is supposed to be the land of free press, where how could you be forced to reveal your source in America? Well, she didn't reveal her source, thank goodness, but they put her in jail as a result of it. Let's see, legal moves undermining the privacy of journalistic sources. Canada, 21st place this year, also dropped several places due to decisions that weaken the privacy of sources and sometimes turn journalists into court auxiliaries. France, now in 30th place, also slipped largely because of searches of media offices, interrogations of journalists, and the introduction of new press offenses. At the top of the index, once again, are Northern European countries, Denmark, Finland, Ireland, Iceland, Norway, and the Netherlands. So apparently it's real nice in the press if you're up in those countries. So,
well, you got to pay to live there.
Kind of sad news, though, that we've dropped 20 spots on the rankings of press freedom, considering we're the country that sort of started the whole freedom of the press thing.
Not real nice.
Not going in the right direction, are we, Manwich?
Not heading uphill in that direction.
More coming next hour. We're going to talk about the cops. We talked about them last night, and people have some things they wanted to say about it. We've got some bad cop stories, bad customs stories, and a bad TSA story coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.